Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Pete Hegseth is one of the stars of Fox, and Fox Nation has a show on that. Pete joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pete, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Pete, people know that you're doing Fox Nation now, and you can tell us when people can see what you're doing, and then the weekend Fox and Friends, and a lot of fill-in. What occupies your time during the week? What are you doing then? military issues?
I actually, I'm still in the National Guard, although that has not ramped up all that much. Listen, I got a bunch of kids. Actually, I'm at a basketball camp right now with them, so I've got some flexibility in the middle of my week, but I'm usually on assignment, too. I'll go for Fox and Friends to cover a President Trump rally, or to go to diners across the country, to different small towns, to different cafes, to meet with average Americans and bring their voices out on Fox and Friends, or I'll tape something. I'm going to be in Israel next month for 10 days, taping another documentary for Fox Nation. So, or it's filling in on other shows. So it's a lot of it's never the same thing, which I like. But I can't stay not doing anything. So I've got a book coming out in early next year. So just staying busy. And listen, we live in really important and interesting times. It would be a shame to waste any moment of it.
Well, exactly. Well, we'll look forward to having you on to promote the book. And you have developed quite a sense of, being around the president. We know that. What do you make of this flirtation? Maybe that's the wrong word, of possibly pulling a lot of troops out of Afghanistan. When I saw you when this was talked about on the air, I think you were reluctant. The military people I talk with, as difficult as it is to have a fairly significant presence, think that just a pullout is not the right move.
I don't think it is. I will say this. The worst temptation is a bad deal. And, this president has had the record of not cutting bad deals. And history shows us that if you leave precipitously, like we did in Iraq, you welcome a vacuum for ISIS. Or if you lunge at a bad deal, like we did in Iran, you get the Iran deal. In this case, we're negotiating with the Taliban, and they're not. We know they're not doing it in good faith. They don't believe or recognize the current Afghan government. They won't even totally swear off al-Qaeda. They make a bunch of promises. When I served there, I know guys that are there. Ultimately, behind the scenes and in the shadows, in some ways out in public, the Taliban's in control. The Taliban, we're framing this as a peace deal. They're framing it internally as a withdrawal. And depending on how we do it, it could be seen as a retreat. I mean, literally, U.S. troops leaving, the Taliban advancing.
And Pete, I agree that's where this appears to be going. And you're somebody who put blood, sweat, and tears into this and the military organization you helped to found around this. But I have people, conservatives and others, in our Twitter poll around this that said, just pull out. That's how tired people are.
I know.
So do you get that?
Yes, and I get that too. Listen, this is going to sound like a tension, but I feel it on both sides. I agree with them. I think it's no nation building. We don't need to be in Afghanistan. We don't need to be there forever. I think we can do both, pull most of the troops out without cutting a crap deal with the Taliban and giving them a propaganda win. So for me, it's more about these peace talks, so-called peace talks. We need to pull troops out. We can't hold on to that place forever for them. If they can't defend it, that's their problem. But I do think we have a counter-terror mission that needs to exist in perpetuity to make sure that all this time and all this effort isn't completely wasted because it turns into an al-Qaeda camp. So I think you can do both, but I'm there. Like, Afghanistan is not a war we need to be fighting in 2019.
Absolutely. Now, Pete, being at Fox and Friends and certainly a show where the president watches the most, a lot of the attacks that have started up in the wake of both incidents now are attacking Fox and saying it's the purveyor of hate. The president feeds off this, the message you put out. It's one thing going after President Trump, but now lumping Fox into that.
Yeah, it's what they do. They say that if you're a Trump supporter, if you've ever voted for Trump, if you listen to talk radio, if you watch Fox News, and certainly if you're on Fox News, all you're doing is enabling a racist white nationalist. That's what they've decided it is. Now, what I've decided to do is ignore it all. I don't care what you call me. I don't care what label you put on me. I know I'm not a racist. I've never been remotely close to anything associated with white nationalism or white supremacy. But I do believe in borders, and I do believe that our country is a special place where the people who come here should learn the language and assimilate and invest in our culture, and not immediately say, what's in it for me? Where's the free stuff that I can get? Or I'm going to hide from law enforcement because I'm here illegally. Those are two separate things. And, of course, they don't look at the facts of these shootings. In one case, it appears that it was motivated by hatred and racism. In the other case, we see that the political leanings may have been on the other side of the aisle. But I'm not jumping up and down blaming Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders when people use justifications for political violence. So this is what the left is going to do. People are smart enough to see through it. President Trump himself has denounced any sort of white supremacy. He's done it. He even did it at Charlottesville, as much as they've tried to.
Absolutely. And the anniversary is coming up. Can you give us a preview? Maybe you guys on Sunday, Fox and Friends, will be looking ahead to Charlottesville, because Monday is a 2-year anniversary.
I'm sure we will. And, you know, that was one of those mornings on the show where you're grappling with all the tensions. And I'm quite proud of the approach that I took and we took in not running with the mob of the characterization of what had gone on. Obviously, a tragic murder of this individual from a whack job, but otherwise the president's comments were being immediately and completely mischaracterized, and we put it into context. And I think, you know, it's just like what the Democrats are doing with Russia, right? They've grabbed onto it so much that they've become the real perpetuators of the false narrative. They've outgrown Russia's influence more than Russia ever did because of their obsession with this. It's the same thing with leftists and running around calling everything racism. They dilute down the meaning of it. They make the conversation way worse. And now race relations, you know, I know between people are way better than they've been. I mean, I think we live every year we get further from the sins of our past as far as civil rights and racism and slavery and all of that. But at the conversation level, suddenly now we're back to debating about.
No, that's exactly right.
Moving past that.
And yeah, and if we perceive it to be that way while still trying to move forward, we're going to be better off. Now, I have to take, I think we have my producer and I, Dan, you're not in on this. I'll let you out. But I think we have a mini scandal here. The games that you played toward the end of Fox and Friends against Ed Henry. It seems impossible to me that you would ever lose to Ed Henry. I've only seen him once and seen you from afar. How is that possible? Are you tanking it on Fox and Friends occasionally?
You know, I would never say I'm tanking it, but it's all in good fun.
Wait a minute. I don't know if it's good fun with you. Now, that part, you're a competitor extraordinaire.
That's true. Here's the trick about the Fox and Friends challenges. The rules are always very ambiguous.
Yeah.
And so, as a result, they could be easily manipulated by either side to claim victory. And there's a lot of good parlor games. And as you know, whether it's, you know, putt-putt or bowling or darts or whatever, it's not always the best man wins. So we have fun. The back and forth is great. And, you know, obstacle courses, I'd like to think I take Ed to task on.
Yes, I can picture it. Absolutely. Hey, Pete, good luck. Now, the book comes out right after January.
It comes out in late spring, early
okay.
summer next
okay.
year. So it's still a ways out.
Well,
yep.
We still love to have you back anytime that you can. And again, we'll be watching this weekend. And then when you have the book, we welcome you back here. When do we see something? What's your sense on Afghanistan? Is this a long-term process or more immediate?
No, I think there's something imminent coming. And that's what's problematic about the deal is the ambassador seems to be working really hard in Qatar and elsewhere to. It's just not clear he's talking to the right people or the promises being made will ever be made kept by the Taliban. So I think we're talking a matter of a week, two max, even maybe 48 hours. I don't know exactly when it'll happen.
Okay. Well, Pete, thank you. Thanks for your time today in Philadelphia.
Thanks,
always
guys.
Welcome. All right.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Pete Hegseth here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. The